each person has their own limit, and I encourage you to do some deep work and shadow work and journaling and therapy to find out what those bare minimums are. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. Quick thing about me, I'm kind of sick at the moment, so please forgive my voice. I was terribly ill. I have been doing nothing but eating, taking Carenza, sleeping for 4 hours, getting up and doing it again. I was up till 2 a.m. this morning and took more medicine and went to go sleep. So it's been a vicious cycle. I'm definitely over the worst of it and feeling much better, but I'm still recovering. I should be fine soon. But yeah, if my voice is a bit off, it's because I'm sick, not because I'm unhappy. I'm actually very excited for this week's episode, and it is wishing the best for others. So I'm definitely the kind of person who is like, you know what? Your loss. I'm a great human being, and it's sad that I am no longer going to be in your life, but good luck and goodbye. That is what I do. I generally try not to feel bad for leaving people behind, and I'm never one to shut the door too firmly if I feel there is still something there, and not in a sliding back to the wrong people kind of vibe. I mean, some people are just people seasonally, if I can put them like that. Or not even seasonally, some friends are just good friends that you don't need to be in constant communication with. I know a friend of mine, I see her once, maybe twice a year. And we don't talk every single day or every single week. But I know, like, I can call her and be like, hey, are you busy this weekend? She'll be like, yes. And I'm like, okay, cool. Next weekend, can we meet up? She's like, I'm free, let's do it. And we'll meet up and it'll be great. And then we don't speak to each other for like 6 months. It is okay, and that is fine. And that is a good friendship, even if it's not traditional, especially for the social media age. But I never wish ill on people, even if they've burnt me or scorned me. Because as I said, I don't ever wish ill on others, even if they've wronged me. I always wish them luck because, like I say, I'm no longer in your life. That is sad for you. And that's not being condescending or even just full of myself. I know I'm a good person. I know I'm a positive person. And if we aren't meant to be in each other's lives, it's okay. We move on. However, that is fine because you cut it off and you leave it out and you move on. What is actually terrible in this day and age is when you have Judas sitting at your table. Like, no. There are people in your life sometimes that are actually just so negative for you that it's actually unfathomable you are even allowing them to be in your presence and infect you with their negativity. Because people always say you need to go silent and do something quiet for 6 months and then re-emerge and do this whole thing. And quite a few times it's like, yeah, you need to do that just because you kind of need to dig a trench, go further, lay a foundation, and be solid when you stand up on that foundation and know, like, okay, great, I've stood for this. I'm not going to fall for anything. I can handle it. That is different from when you have people in your life who come to you and stand beside you as you look at this piece of land and it's like, it's not going to work. It's the worst idea ever. I don't think you should do this. And they get into your head and you don't do it. And it ends up being one of your biggest regrets. Or you could be speaking to your friends and saying, oh, I applied for this job. And they're just like, that job? Okay, you know. I mean, it's okay job for you to do. And you just like, okay, excuse you. But then you leave them. That is not people you need to be having in your life. If you tell your friend, I applied for this job, they need to be like, you are going to get that job if you want that job. Like, well done on applying. Like, are you ready for the interview? Do you want me to like role play it with you? Ask you questions. Like, they need to be there for you. They need to be happy for you. They need to be in your corner fighting for you. And if they aren't, they aren't your people. And it's sad that we allow people like that in our lives or not question their place in our lives because of the longevity. And that is something I think we also need to address, that just because we've come a long way with someone does not mean they are given blanket permission to indulge in our lives for their convenience. You know, we've gotten a better job, we are earning more money now. They think, okay, I can ask this one for money, or I can just say I'm a bit broke and I know they'll be kind enough to pay for me for this thing. Like, that is not on. Even though they have the longevity of being your friend for years or for a season, because some people you meet in high school and they're your friends until you go to varsity, and then varsity you make friends and they're no longer your friends, and then you have friends after that or before that, or they float in and out your life. The thing is, either way you slice it, some people aren't worthy of you being in their lives. And yes, their longevity in your life and their time in your life does grant them you listening and hearing them out. But if they are just not willing to work on themselves and actually bring themselves up to your standards, then you need to let them go. Because as much as you want the best for them, sometimes you can't hold their hand throughout this process. And that's the thing that we tend to forget. Everyone is on their own journey in their own time. And as I mentioned, sometimes I don't shut the door completely. And that's because I do feel people sometimes have the potential to come up to my standard. And it's not, once again, me being like, oh, I only allow these types of people in my life or whatever. It's not that. It's just there needs to be some basic things that need to be met. Each person has their own limit, and I encourage you to do some deep work and shadow work and journaling and therapy to find out what those bare minimums are. But once you find them, be friendly with everyone, but don't be friends with everyone. Have your standards and your limits and do not drop them for anyone. Be like, okay, you aren't up to my standard, these are my standards, and if you meet the minimum requirements, great, I'll maybe add you to the waiting list and see how I can fit you in. But until then, I just cannot. And that's not a slight on them. It's more of a pat on the back to yourself and the boundaries you've put up in place, because you need to do that. I've had to have a tough discussion with some people in my life and make them understand I am not the person you need to go to for this kind of support. I'm here for you. I wish you well, but I can't do this anymore. I need some space and I need some time, and I need to focus on me and get to where I need to just sit with myself. And having you in my life right now and having certain obligations towards you is not worth it. So I just can't. And they understood. It was hard. It was sad, but it was okay. That's what happened. Honestly, as a former and current people pleaser in recovery, it's not that easy to have that conversation, but sometimes it needs to be done. And once you've done it the first time, you're gonna shake, you're gonna shiver, you're just gonna be like, what did I just do? How did I just manage that? But it gets easier afterwards. And that's what I encourage you to do. Try things outside your comfort zone. Try things that will make your life better and easier. And if you do have to cut it off, do it with a smile, wish them the best, but move on for yourself, because there's nothing worse than leaving bad blood between you and someone. And sometimes you're gonna have to. That is just the reality of it. Not every situation is going to be that easy to cut off, but it's definitely sometimes for the best. Because putting yourself in new situations is how you get out of your comfort zone, even if it's just dipping your toes in the water. I did this at a family event a few weeks back. There were different sides of the family, and my cousin's girlfriend, her family was at this family event, and I'd seen them around at other events, but I've always, as a middle child, I've always stuck to my siblings, my cousins, my family. And I challenged myself quietly to stand up, go stand amongst these people I'm not really familiar with, and just talk and smile and see what happens. And I had such a good conversation. It was really good. I bonded with a lot of people there and it was so, so fun. But that was scary, that was challenging, that was hard. And that is something I think I'm learning to do more often, putting myself in situations and places that I wouldn't normally do or normally wouldn't feel comfortable with. Vlogging in public as well. I've started to do that without really a care for the eyes on me, and that's been a challenge. But once you do it, you kind of get used to it. Oh, I've got some funny videos that I've been wanting to put in, and I'm going to do that. As I've been going, I've been uploading the older stuff, so I'm getting closer to uploading vlogs, and that is the best thing I could have done for myself, because I had someone in my life who did not wish the best for me when I started this, and they've kind of just become background noise, because this is what I want to do. I want to keep doing my podcast, I want to get my vlogs up just because I can. And I want to do this. And I don't know if it's going to become a full-time kind of income. And I don't care if it does, because I just absolutely love doing this. So I'm going to do it. And if it's not my main source of money, fine. But I'm going to give it a fair chance. So we'll see what happens going forward. I will do a full podcast on that. But for now, wish the best for others in your life. And maybe it'll come back around. But decide who is worthy of having you in their lives, not the other way around. They are the lucky ones because you are an incredible person and you are worth every single message, thought, voice note, outing, visit ever in life. Don't forget that. The song of the week is Glad You Came by The Wanted. It is such a good song, especially the first few lines. I'm just a sucker for really good lyrics, and the song hits hard from the beginning. The Wanted is a bit of an old band, not gonna lie, but that song just stuck out to me for this week's episode, so I will link it below. Definitely go give it a listen, and remember, you are worth every single effort you put into yourself and every second that you put into other people, because they will reciprocate it for you, towards you, with you. So keep that in mind as you keep trying to be a better being. And I'll see you in next week's episode, where hopefully I'm much better. So I'll see you then. Love you. Bye.